fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard. And call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right. When you're hearing my voice, you know that it is Thursday. It is 8 p.m. It's right before the weekend. And you're reeling from all of the news and the crazy media fake news and nonsense and sniping in Washington. You wonder what's going on. That's why you're here at Common Sense Radio, to clear your mind, calm your nerves, and get ready for the weekend with, you know, knowing, being content, knowing that our country is in good hands with President Trump up there. And here we are. We're back every Thursday night without fail. We come with extreme regularity across the airwaves. Even though there may be romance in the air tonight, even though love abounds on every corner, we are not dissuaded. We are not distracted. And do you know why? Because we have the steady eagle eye of the best award-winning engineer that money can buy. He is not ever dissuaded by romance or any of that nonsense. He is here. Doesn't matter what the holiday is, he is here. Our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I guess maybe that's why I'm still single.
I don't
care much about romance.
But he's a straight shooter, girls. He's a straight shooter. He's single. He's, you know, it's not too late to send Mark a Valentine's wish. You can text Mark at 251-343-0106 give him a big Valentine's Day wish.
Yeah.
Which, oh, I let the cat out of the bag for all of you guys out there. Lads, if that was a surprise to you that today is Valentine's Day,
uh-oh,
you're in trouble. Hopefully all you gentlemen got your flowers and chocolates and cuddly little bears and cards. And
if not, stop by the CVS and pick up a Mylar balloon.
That's right. Get that Mylar balloon, guys. Don't go home. Don't go home empty-handed. This is a warning. So any of y'all that hadn't got to the house, we're trying to save our listeners, all 13 of you. We're trying to save you guys. Don't go home without flowers and chocolates.
Yep.
All right. So happy Valentine's Day. Okay, hey, I got exciting news that I got to make sure we put out to everybody for Common Sense Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We are
okay, good.
Thrilled and very proud to welcome a new sponsor.
Yes.
We have now aboard as a sponsor King's Automotive down in Tillman's Corner.
Right, that's
and
great.
Look, King's Automotive is your complete service stop and sales stop.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great place. They're right there. The address is 5450 Willis Road, but it's right there at I-10 and Highway 90. So as soon as you come heading south on 90, you go under the interstate, you look right, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. They got a big sign. They're right there. You just hit the switchback like a service road. It's right there. You can't miss it. It is super convenient to get to. And look, King's Automotive is where you get service, and I mean reliable service. They work with you to figure out what's wrong. They don't just bring you in there and look at it and come out and give you a list as long as your arm. Oh, you're going to need all these parts. We're just going to throw all this. No.
Yeah.
They really troubleshoot your car, try to figure out what's wrong. They've been working service in our vehicles now since they opened last year, doing a great job. Look, they saved me a lot of money, like my air conditioner. They worked with me. He actually was amazing. They worked with me for a couple of months, actually.
Whoa.
Troubleshooting and actually putting Freon in and keeping me cool until they figured out the problem.
Wow.
And then we fixed it.
Yeah.
I mean, ladies, especially, because, you know, you go to the mechanic, you don't know. They tell you, you can trust them. At King's Automotive, you got to go see Tom and Marie. They will take care of you. This is the place. I mean, you can rest assured you're getting the full story and you're getting a good deal. They work really hard. They shop the parts literally across the country to get you good prices. And then, hey, if you need a new car, they've got used cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they get great deals on used cars. I mean, King's Automotive is now a sponsor of Common Sense Radio. Listen to their ads. They're advertising with us now. I hope go in and see Tom and Marie at King's Automotive down at 5450 Willis Road. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense Radio. And I'm telling you, you need a quick cash car? You got a high schooler that that you're dumb enough to buy him a car? Go there. Get a disposable one, you know? I say that. But, I'm dumb enough. I've done that a few times.
Well, yeah, but quality cars.
Yeah, they check them out. They go get
quality cars.
They
not the newest.
No, but they inspect them. They get them running. You get a good, reliable car.
Yeah, yeah.
And they can get it. They can get really budget friendly cars down there. You got to go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
Okay,
I remember the tag.
Yeah. Okay.
How about that.
Yep.
That's pretty good without a script, huh?
Yes.
You're supposed to say yes.
Yes.
Just say yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I was looking around to see if there really was
no
script
script
there, but there is no script.
There is no
script.
Copy.
Okay.
No copy. We all off the cuff because I've lived it.
Yeah.
I've lived it. So, all right. News. All right. We already told you it's Valentine's Day. So if that was news, you screwed up.
Check it off.
Check that one off.
Check it off the list.
Other good news, and I just always throw this out there because it never gets reported. But for all the crap going on in the media and all the turmoil, Trump approval has popped to 52%.
Yeah.
It's pretty high.
Back up.
I think it's higher than Obama was at this point in his presidency. So the Democrat consternation is extreme at this moment because they've done the government shutdown. They've done the border stuff. They're trying everything. They've thrown Russian collusion, which we'll get to that. There's news on that. They've thrown it all at him, and it doesn't stick.
Right.
It doesn't. And part of it was the reason he's popped, because we talked about this last week. The media is 95% negative coverage of Trump. Negative coverage. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. Like, and I forgot this last week. There was a couple items. Like, you know how the fact checkers did the State of the Union?
Right.
Oh, he lied about this. Do you know what kind of stuff they said he lied about? Well, it was a lie. They counted as a lie.
I have no idea.
Do you remember when he was talking about the guy, the Holocaust survivor?
Right.
They were on the train.
Yeah.
And he talked about no, it wasn't on the train. It was the guys from Normandy, and said how they said they were like angels falling from the sky.
Right.
They fact checked that as false because angels don't exist.
Well, now wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to have to kind of take issue there. How can they know for a certainty that angels don't exist?
Well,
I have it on good authority that angels do exist.
I do too.
So,
but godless people don't care. And another one that was kind of funny was they said that he was like taking credit for the most women in Congress. He was appraising them, right?
Yeah.
They said that was a lie because they were Democrat women. He had nothing to do with it. It was stupid stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think his approval popped, not just because he's doing a good job, but when he gave the State of the Union, the country actually got to hear from him the full story.
Right.
Everybody sat down, quiet, for an hour and a half. Too long, but hour and a half, and they heard the whole story.
Exactly.
And so they went, oh, this is good. Okay, government shutdown. Looks like we are, well, we don't know. We don't know for sure. The news has been coming out that the president has decided, okay, they've come up, and they had somewhat of a compromise. Because remember, Pelosi said there'd never be money for a wall. There's $1.375 billion in the compromise bill for a wall, fence, whatever you want to call it.
So we know the price of morality for the Democrat Party.
Right. There you go. And so there's something in there, and nobody wants to get into all that, but apparently this is a really big bill. Mm-hmm. And like one of the things that they noted in there was there's 40 times more spending for foreign aid than there is for border security.
Yeah.
So really, oh really, we're willing to give 40 times more money away to other countries than we are to put on a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
So that part's crazy. But now the word was coming out he's going to sign it because at least we get started. We get some, and we'll keep fighting. We'll keep pushing. We'll get more, but at least we'll keep the progress going. And the government shutdown doesn't seem to exactly work. So it's a what, 1,000-something-page bill?
1,100-page bill
again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now they're starting to pick apart the bill that they're saying he's going to sign, and they're like landmines throughout
that sucker. It's a terrible bill from what I can garner. you know, and hear and find out about.
Well, nobody's had a chance to completely peel this thing back, this onion back. But apparently, one of the things I heard is there's a veto power by county.
Yeah,
border counties can veto whether a wall goes on their border.
They have to get the approval, has to be garnered from the municipality or from the state before, and there's certain areas where walls can't be built.
Because about half of the border counties are Democrat.
Yeah.
So I have a solution. Just put them outside the wall. Wasn't that easy? Just go to the next county.
Go to the next county?
Go to the county. Whatever county wants to approve it, good. We'll put the wall through
just
there.
Just kind of put a checkerboard.
We'll put a checkerboard. Oh, you're Democrat county. You want to be on the other side? No problem. No problem. We'll put
outside
you
the wall.
Outside the wall. That's my solution. It's a compromise, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so.
You want a wall, we'll put it on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You'll be on the side of the...
Yeah.
Be on the bad side.
Be on the bad side. All right, folks. We're over the break, but we'll be right back. We got lines open at 251-343-0106. And, of course, you can always text.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. All right, we've been talking about the government shutdown. Will there be one? Will Trump sign the new bill? And the last word is, his intention is to sign the bill to avoid the shutdown, get the $1.375 billion for the wall, get that started, let it keep going, and declare a national emergency.
Mm-hmm.
But another one of the landmines in this bill, supposedly, or possibly, this hadn't been confirmed yet, but they're talking about it, haven't seen anything definitive, is they may have weakened or stripped some of the president's power to declare a national emergency.
Right.
Now, and this if is that's a- in there, I'm going to be really upset with the congressional Republicans, especially the Senate, because they've already passed it. They've already approved it.
The Senate has.
The Senate has approved it already.
Well, there was a, I just caught a bit of it, some congressman, I think, who suggested that what they need to do right now is do another 2-week CR, continuing resolution,
right,
so that everybody can get down and actually read this thing and find out exactly what's in it, because it's 1,100 pages. You just can't.
It's like Obamacare again.
Exactly.
It's all over again.
And we don't want another bill that you've got to pass to find out what's in it.
Well, Pelosi's the Speaker of the House. What do you expect? Well, you got to pass the bills to find out what she did to you.
Right, exactly.
It's insane.
I don't like that.
No, not at all. And actually, she had a warning, too, for everybody that, you want to declare a national emergency? Let me just warn you that another president can then use that same power to declare a national emergency on gun control. So they're threatening us with the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So for all you gun lovers, whether you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, never, ever vote for Democrat president again.
Never.
Because they just showed the card.
Right.
We're going to declare a national emergency to get your guns. Are you listening? She actually said it out loud. There's probably other Democrats that slapped her. Don't say that out loud.
Yeah.
But some of them, I think Kamala Harris said it out loud. Was it her? One of them did. I forget. One of the nutso Democrat candidates.
The Democrats are just continuing to show their hand. And if they ever win another national election, I'm going to have to question the intelligence of the American voter.
I agree with you. But they're gonna at some point. They're gonna figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the only way they're not is if they literally do implode and another second party rises.
Yeah,
and we see like what happened to the Whigs,
exactly
160, 70 years ago. That's the only way it happens if they somehow get supplanted by the Green Party.
Well, that's a possibility.
That's a possibility. You know what? That's a real possibility. Okay, we got Kevin,
or the Socialist Party, Communist Party.
That's the Democrat Party.
Well,
isn't
I know,
that all the same?
But yes, it is. Well, there's wings of it. I mean, I won't say that every Democrat who claims to be a Democrat is a socialist or a communist, but
The party itself,
the leadership, the vocal part of the
party. I mean,
their
agenda, their platforms. Yeah. I mean, they've pretty much put the socialist and communist parties in the United States out of business.
Yeah, because why vote?
They're doing it.
Why vote for a third party that won't win when you've got the same thing?
And even the
Democrats.
Socialists said that.
Yeah, it's
Communist Party USA said that.
It's Communist Party light at this point, but...
But they're like, we'll go with it.
Yeah, we'll work with you.
We'll work with it. Okay, look, Kevin from Mobile is holding patiently. Kevin, what do you got for us?
The art of the deal.
Yeah.
He is genius. He's a genius. Let me tell you what, I've got friends of mine that are staunch Democrats. Let me just hypothetically say this. You work for a company, and I said, you hate your boss intensely. Okay, but your company is making money hand over fist. So your lifestyle is great. I said, so what are you going to do? Bite the hand that feeds you? I said, you don't have to agree with everybody. We don't all agree with our parents and our family right there, but you tolerate them. And the thing is right here, that's what we're doing. This man tolerating these idiots called Democrats right here, who I would almost have to take back their American card right there. Just let them call themselves Democrat. You're not an American. But this man is playing them like a big bass fiddle. He's going to go ahead and he's going to pass this. I don't think we should do, like you say, with the national emergency, because that is a awesome Trump card, no pun intended. But we don't need to do that now. But we need to take the funding we've got, build the walls in the most needed secured section, which would be around El Paso and right there at the tip of California, and show these people this. It's proof in the pudding. When we have the money's coming back here, we cut down on drugs, we cut down on crime, then the proof's going to be in the pudding. They're going to have nothing to fight with there, and I think that's where he's going, because Pelosi and all these clowns that are talking about taking our Second Amendment away, if you show them the proof to the American people, say, look, this thing works. They have no ammo. They have nothing.
Well, but see, but Kevin, there is some of that already. They can show there is some border wall in El Paso and San Diego, and they have proof. They will tell you in San Diego and El Paso. I mean, El Paso crime rates dropped precipitously after they built the wall around El Paso. So they already have evidence. They don't care.
But you know what? I heard a Democrat the other day. Did you see the fake news El Paso? That was all staged. I'm like, these guys right there, these men and women are putting themselves on the line every day to save our freedoms right here. They're saying, thank you, President Trump. Please give us more right there. But again, you have to take that with a grain of salt. Nancy Pelosi, they're on their last leg. The Democrat Party that was, it wasn't my grandfather's Democratic Party. If he was alive right now, he'd be throwing stuff at him saying, you get out of my party. So they've lost. They can't hold water in a bucket right now. President Trump's doing a great job. I want to thank our Republican legislatures right there. Keep doing a great job. But I want to reach out to my Democratic friends and say, listen, start studying. Look right now. Start studying and quit believing what your friends say. Look at the proof in the pudding.
There is, and there's a lot of it. Kevin, thank you so much. That was really good. We appreciate you calling in. And, you know, he hits on something there also about the Democrat Party being in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we tend not to think that because they're always on the offense, and the media's got them propped up.
Sure.
But if you step back and think about it, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are the adults. They're the reasonable ones right now.
And that's scary in and of itself.
That's scary in and of itself. If they didn't have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they would be so crazy. They couldn't get elected to anything.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they're griping about their old generation of leadership. Like they're talking about Biden running, right?
Right.
We want Biden to run. He may lead the pack.
Yeah.
He's going to be 78 this year.
Yeah, exactly.
78 this year. Yeah. He'll be 79 next year.
Yep.
When he's running.
He'll be 80 when he is, or
80. He'll be in 80, his first about year, 80 when he gets inaugurated,
in his first
right?
year in office, yeah.
So, but what that's actually, what that is hiding, or maybe we're not realizing, is when that generation, as crazy as we think they are, the ones behind them are so much more crazy that when it's like they're going to take the lid off. So when Pelosi and Schumer step aside and Biden is totally out of the picture, they are going to go bat guano crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we think you're crazy now? Ho-ho! You ain't seen nothing.
Ocasio-Cortez. Omar.
Omar, Tlaib. Just Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Or Kirsten Gillibrand. She's one of the ones. I mean, look at the 2020. Kristen Gillibrand, who came out and said, the goal is to eliminate private health insurance. I think Kamala Harris was the one with the gun control.
Right.
Klobuchar from Minnesota. What planet is that woman living on that she thinks that even Democrats would vote for her?
I know. How did this happen?
Eric Holder thinks he's going to run? And then Spartacus. Really? Spartacus? But, I mean, these guys all think they can. And then the whispers are that, I forgot the fake Indian. I can't believe she really thinks she's going to overcome the fake Indian thing. That's never going away.
Well, you know, anybody can run, put your filing fee, and, you know, sign a piece of paper, and you can go.
But look at the crazies that are running. But, you know, the whisper is, you guys go ahead and fight this out. You guys go ahead and do all this crap. But Michelle's going to run, and she's going to save us. I'm like, you really think the country's ready for Michelle Obama to run? She's got less credibility than Hillary.
Yeah.
It is amazing what these people are thinking. Okay, how much time we got? About 30 seconds? None?
Well, no, not really.
Okay, all right. We got lines open. We got texts coming in. Somebody said, your station, your leadership. I think that's good. I'm not sure. What is this about the left trying to claim the tax refunds are down over last year?
We'll talk about that.
We will talk about that after the break. Look, we got lines open. Text us 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And at the bottom of the hour, bring aboard a very special sponsor, ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. That is your headquarters for custom-made signs for your business, for your yard sale, for your family reunion, or for your political candidacy if you are so crazily inclined. And they do custom fit dry shirts. I mean, you get one or a million. These are high quality shirts, bold colors, and you can get anything on there. Again, it could be for your company, your employees, your family reunion, your sports team, your church, whatever. Or it could be just a Happy Valentine's Day Mark Holiday shirt. Whatever it is, you can go to abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z, or abcsigns.biz, or give them a call at 877-744-6750, and they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president, Ronald Wilson Reagan.
There was once upon a time that to be a Republican in this area of the country felt a bit like being Gary Cooper in High Noon, outnumbered in a big way. But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning. And when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
I had to get that one. That wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but I stumbled on it. We probably used it once or twice over the years, but it was pretty good. And I picked it really because it kind of goes with this week's column that you can get in the Call News, the Tri-City Ledger, or you get it in the Post up in Cherokee County or a few other papers, wherever, Washington County News, others.
Mm-hmm.
A rational president, irrational foes. And it's really a commentary on the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Of how irrational the opposition is. The president is actually trying to solve problems.
Right.
And he's actually really not that partisan, because he's actually makes Republicans as mad as he does Democrats.
Yeah.
But he's trying to solve problems. And he's trying to take action. And, well, guess what? When you solve a problem, it's usually a conservative solution. It is. Their liberal solutions don't work.
Well, we know that from 40, California. 50, 60, 80 years of trying on occasion to get it done.
California, New York. I just saw this is a great thing. 53% of California residents want to leave. Really? And y'all want to make the rest of us like California?
And the thing with these wealth taxes and higher income taxes on the wealthy and that sort of thing that Warren Cortez, several others have advocated.
Oh, yeah.
Look, what they don't understand, the truly wealthy, the ones that are not working a job every week, the ones that are living on investments, businesses, that dividends in their portfolio, and that's,
yeah,
those people have the wherewithal to pick up and take their toys and leave. They'll find a place. They'll go to Switzerland.
They'll go to the Cayman Islands.
They'll go to the Cayman Islands. They will go someplace else and live the lifestyle that they will enjoy. But what that does is the 40% that they were paying, 50% that they were paying, is gone.
Gone. That investment into our economy is gone. That funding to the government, the investment in the economy. Actually, here's the crazy thing. While Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren also had her wealth tax, them were talking about that. Do you know who refuted it probably the best?
Who's that?
New York Governor Cuomo.
Oh, really? Well, that's a surprise.
About a week or so ago, and you know why? Because tax receipts in the state of New York are down $2.3 billion.
Wow.
You know why? Because the rich are leaving.
They left.
And he said it out. He said, we've taxed the rich. We've done it. He said, if we tax them anymore, they're going to leave. And he actually said, God forbid the rich leave.
Yeah. Well, of course.
And he sounded like a Republican. He said, I can't remember the exact numbers from New York State, but he said something like, look, the top 1% pays 34% of the taxes in New York. The top 5% pays 50% of the taxes in New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, he went down the whole thing. He said, if they leave, we're already feeling the pinch.
Yeah.
If they leave, New York is screwed.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So you actually have Democrat, liberal governor looking at the actual results going, we can't sustain that.
Yeah, don't tax them anymore. They'll leave. And they have the ability to leave.
That's
the thing. I mean, if you're making 40, 50, 60,000 a year in this area, or 100, 200,000 in New York or California, something like that, you don't really have the ability to leave. You're kind of stuck where you are, living a nice life, you know, making a decent income. But you can't just pick up and move someplace else and expect to have that same lifestyle.
So yeah. It's pretty crazy. And that's what the column gets to all of that.
And speaking of taxes, is a good way to segue into a text from James in Florida, who questions, what about the left trying to claim that tax refunds are down over last year? We've heard it in the news, you know, a sticker shock, I guess, check shock, refund shock,
right,
where their refunds are not as big as they were in previous years.
Right.
And that has to do with the fact that less was withheld.
Right, because you got a tax cut.
When the tax law was passed, you know, the Trump tax plan, when it was passed, Tax and Jobs Act, I think is what it's called, the IRS sent out new withholding charts.
Right.
So I noticed it. I don't know if you get a paycheck that you know, that somebody figures out. I mean, you know, commission different.
No,
things.
No, I'm all contract.
But a lot of people noticed it.
More money.
They were taking home more money. Well, the thing you have to look at is your tax liability. I don't know what form number, what line number it is.
Right.
But it says, you know, total amount owed, and there's your figure. Amount withheld, and there's that figure, and then you subtract.
Right.
And then you've got a negative or a positive number. You know, if it's a positive number, you get money back.
If it's
a negative number, you write a check. I usually end up writing a check because I don't like giving the government an interest-free
loan for a year. They get
give me the few extra bucks in my pocket this week. I can spend it the way I want to.
Have it all year. It's stupid to let them have it.
Now, if you want bigger refunds, then you go to your HR department, your personnel department, whoever does your taxes.
Tell them withhold more.
And say, withhold more.
So you get a big...
Keep another $10, $20 out of my paycheck.
And it was funny because I think Kamala Harris was the one that was really trying to, oh, my God, see, you got screwed. Your taxes went up, your tax refunds. Look, let's see if we can make this simple. If you made $100 2 years ago and you paid $15 in taxes, you got that $15 back.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, you made $100 again and you paid $10 in taxes.
You're getting $10.
You got $10 back.
So you're
because
looking at
because you kept
saying,
the $5.
I got $5 less back than I did the year before.
Because I didn't take it
because
from you in the first place.
Because they didn't take it in the first place.
And
exactly.
Oh, by the way, most of the people they're talking about, they got the less tax refunds, they're getting all their taxes back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could get all my taxes
their
back.
Their tax liability is zero.
It's zero.
In
they're
those
complaining
cases.
About, actually, You're giving me my money back, but it was less. Well, we didn't take as much, but it's less. But we didn't take as much, but I want more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my exactly. gosh. These people are insane. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Look at the tax liability year to year, not the tax refund.
Right.
That
right.
can change for a variety right. of reasons.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to get... Well, let's get to the call here because we're almost out on this. Who do we have on line one?
Tax man,
what do you got for us?
Let me tell you. I was talking to a lady yesterday. She got $133 back, federal refund. She said, what is going on? Last year I got $4,000 back. I said, look, you've been loaning the government all your money. Look at your pay stub this year, last year. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, I think I understand now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. But no, they want you to don't send your money to the government. Keep it.
Right.
All right, bye.
All right, tax man, we appreciate you.
I mean, they make it pretty difficult. I mean, you've got to get almost like right on the button because if you end up owing too much, they charge you a penalty.
Yeah. You've got to make sure they get enough for owing too much. No.
So you've got to kind of, you know, work it. And a lot of people would prefer to err on the side of caution so they don't end up with that penalty.
Right.
You know, or their accountant,
I work straight.
And that's why the charts usually are set that, you know, we're going to take more out than you'll probably end up owing.
Right.
And that way we won't have to charge you a penalty, we're just use your money interest free all year.
Right. That's what they do. It's the game. It's the crazy game that these people play.
Yeah.
Hey, we had to get this one out. Remember how everybody went crazy here a few weeks ago about the terrible racist homophobic attack against that TV actor on the show Empire?
Oh yeah.
I think his name is Juicy. Is it Juicy?
I don't watch the show.
It's how it's spelled,
Thrones,
Juicy.
But
it's J-U-S-S-I-E. Is it Juicy?
Oh, Empire. It's Empire.
It's Empire.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Juicy came, you know, called the police and blah, 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 was attacked by these Trump supporters who shouted homophobic slurs and beat me and put a noose around my neck and poured bleach on me and all that stuff. Well, ABC is broken that they're now investigating that it was a staged attack.
Well, of course it was a staged attack. That was debunked. Look, the guy said, I went to Subway, got a sandwich late at night.
Yeah.
I'm walking home. I get attacked by these guys. But the camera at his apartment after the thing, and he's got this, you know,
this
clothesline around his neck.
Yeah.
Kind of wearing like a necktie kind of thing.
Yeah.
His Subway sandwich is still intact. Still in the bag. You know.
He held the...
I'm sorry.
And
you,
it was also... It
you
was
protected
what?
That sandwich through this
It was 20
attack.
Below.
Yes. Come
and
on.
And you're all bundled up on the street at 2 o'clock in the morning. How does somebody look at you and go, oh, you're gay and black. I'm going to beat you up because I got a red MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's all coming apart.
Yeah.
Apparently, well, we suspected.
It came apart in my head, like, from almost the very beginning.
Well, I knew there was a problem when they said there was two Trump supporters in Chicago.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That right there said.
What's the odds of
that
happening?
There's two redneck Trump supporters wearing red MAGA hats in Chicago? Come on! Who do you think we are? All right, folks, we got lines open. Text us or call us at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And I was really tickled to hear the King's Automotive ad there. Remember, King's Automotive at 5450 Willis Road, our newest sponsor. Welcome aboard. We really appreciate your sponsorship. Your listeners, our listeners do too. For some reason, they want to keep us on the air. I figured that out after 7 years. But look, they appreciate King's Automotive. So go out there, see Tom and Marie. Get your car working on, service, maintenance, repair, or go buy a car. They got cars. Good quality cars to sell. And hey, I want to give a shout-out. I had lunch with some really nice people at R. Carter & Associates. They are a fire protection company. And they are marine and industrial fire protection. They do their 24-hour service. It's an amazing company. They do everything to do with fire protection, whether they're servicing your systems, whether it's a CO2 system, a halon system, your CO2 extinguishers, dry chemical systems, you name it, galley hoods, anything like that. Or they do heavy industrial stuff.
Wow.
Cleaning tanks and stuff like that. I mean, everything. A ship, ashore, afloat, ashore, wherever it is, they can do it. You need to check out the guys at R. Carter & Associates. They're right here. You can go to rcarter-inc.com and find out more. And great people, had great lunch with them. So, and they're probably stunned if they're still awake 45 minutes into the show. I said I'd give a shout out to Tom, Jim, and Candace. So now the test is, which of the three of you are awake after 45 minutes?
Text us and let us know.
Text us if you are awake.
343-0106.
But thank you so much. We had a great lunch today, and that's great company. So if you need industrial-type stuff, you need to check out R. Carter & Associates. All right. I have to apologize that we have waited to the last segment for really what is probably the biggest story.
Oh, what would that be?
The McCabe book. McCabe, FBI guy that's under criminal investigation.
Yeah.
He writes what's the title of his book? I forget. It's some book, Protecting America, or something like that. Sounds real grand, or how he's on the front line to protect. But he basically admitted that the Department of Justice and the FBI was plotting to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. He has in there in his interviews in his book that the discussions of the 25th Amendment, which for those of you who don't remember, the 25th Amendment is the one that says in case the president is incapacitated.
Right.
And they were thinking he was shot, like it's happened a few times. He's shot and he's laying in there with a bullet in his head or something. He's not dead yet.
Yeah.
What do we do? That's the kind of what the 25th Amendment was for.
Right, right.
But it talks about, or a stroke. So,
yeah.
Because Woodrow Wilson, I think he was the one that actually why they passed it. Because Woodrow Wilson, in his last year, he had a stroke, and he was so bad.
Wasn't it his wife that...
His wife was doing everything.
Operated the government? Yeah.
Some of you history buffs can maybe correct me on that, but I believe it was Woodrow Wilson's stroke that made them pass the 20th. Well, anyway, McCabe comes out and says that, yes, they had serious discussions about the 25th Amendment. He went back and he threw Rosenstein, whatever, under the bus again and said, oh, yeah, those rumors that he wanted to wear a wire to go in there and be able to tape Trump on something incriminating that they could use for 25th Amendment removal of the president. Folks, he said that was real, that was serious.
Sure, yeah.
Folks, this should be the biggest story that should shock the crap out of you, that our government, the deep state in our government, actually thought about removing the duly elected president.
Yeah.
Under what we now know are false pretenses. The whole Russia collusion thing has fallen apart. Oh, by the way, if you haven't heard, Democrats, they're already prepping you. You're going to be disappointed with the Mueller report. They're getting you ready. So go get more of your medication. because he's not going to have any, there's not going to be any collusion.
But the House of Representatives will pick up the banner, pick up the torch and continue the investigation into every little nook and cranny of Trump associates, Trump business interests.
They're going to hunt him down.
If it starts with a T and ends with a P,
yep,
they are going to investigate.
To no end. But this thing, the DOJ actually was seriously looking at this. That is very serious.
That's frightening.
I can't not. I really don't have words to describe how frightening it is that we had government officials sitting there seriously thinking that they should find a way to remove the president.
Yeah.
Now you can dislike him, you can hate him, you can disagree with him. Look. We were not fans of Obama at all.
No.
And I thought that his policies were very, very detrimental to this country because he was socialist gone wild. But I'm telling you, nobody thought about a coup. He was elected. Look, I'll admit, Obama was the duly elected president of the United States.
Yeah.
Twice. And my point was we were getting what we deserved.
Yeah.
So we didn't sit there going, oh, no, he was. That's the hand that was dealt. That's what the people voted. To think that I'm trying to describe the arrogance of government officials to think that they should have the capacity or the wherewithal that they should counter your votes. You, the people. What McCabe is telling you is that the people in our federal government, particularly the Department of Justice, do not give a crap about any individual American and your vote and what you think and who you want to lead this country. Because you validated that, and they have been working to either overturn the election, overturn his presidency, overturn his policies. What I'm wondering is, why is not everybody at DOJ fired?
Fired, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they should clean that place out.
And most of them in prison. Why? Why are they not? I mean,
well, there's a criminal referral on this guy. He's going around the circuit right now writing a book.
Yeah,
there's a criminal referral.
I know. I'm hopeful that Barr, who just got confirmed as the new attorney general,
will
take up some of these issues and pursue them from a legal standpoint. You know, equal protection under the law, equal law. I mean, you know, if it doesn't apply to everybody, it shouldn't apply to anybody.
Right.
And what we're seeing is a big double standard where it doesn't apply to these people over here that are, you know, buddy-buddy, but it does apply to Manafort and Flynn.
Right.
And Stone.
And Stone.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
Oh, those are all gotcha stuff.
And they're all process crimes. All process crimes, not, you know, not fraud, not collusion, not treason.
Treason.
Some of this stuff is treasonous.
No, it is treasonous. You actually plotted to overthrow the duly elected. Think about it. You plotted to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. That is treason.
That's
sedition.
Treason. Yeah. Yeah.
It's sedition.
Absolutely.
Why are these guys not on charge? As Taxman said, fire them all. James from Florida says something about pay attention to H.R. 8, which passed the House Judiciary Committee. Hopefully this stalls in the Senate. I got
to
figure out what that one is.
We'll have to look at that.
It's crazy. And we're almost out. I did have one other thing I forgot. One way to get the wall paid for is Gavin Newsom in California canceled the bullet train, and Trump wants his $3.5 billion back. That would pay for it.
I would do it.
And hey, honey, it's time to come home, and happy Valentine's. I am lucky to be married to the best woman in the world, and she has to be because she puts up with me.
There you go.
Honey, it's time to come home.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victim. victorious, able to leap tall buildings.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5.